Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue on a week's focus on a God of compassion, and not simply learning and being reminded of the compassion of God, but doing so with the idea that we would reflect that compassion. We would represent Him to the people around us with the same types of compassion that He shows to us. And today's specific focus is compassion for the hungry, as the multitudes would draw around Jesus. And there were times, we have the recording of the feeding of the 5,000 and a feeding of the 4,000. And the response of the disciples were, well, it was often a lot like ours, I think. It's, well, send them home. Let them go home. Let them get their own food. And Jesus was, no. No, we're going to feed them. And or sometimes more directly, you feed them. And in Matthew, in Mark chapter 8, verse 2, we find the response of Jesus, the heart behind what He does as He feeds the multitudes. He says, I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. I think when we talk about compassion for the hungry, we often, well, we get stuck in one or of two areas. One, we try to spiritualize the whole thing and compassion for those that are hungry for the Word of God. And that, I think, is a good and accurate application, but it's only part of the application that God has. Others, we take it to the physical level, and all we're concerned about is the physical hunger. Again, that's a good application, a right application, but it's only part of it. God's desire is that we would have compassion on the hungry. Jesus teaches about those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. His desire is that we would have that hunger in our own life. And because of our hunger, we would experience the compassion of God as He fills us with the righteousness that can only come from Him. But He also talks very specifically about caring for those who have no food. And doing so, He says, even if all we have, that all we can give is a cup of cold water in His name, I remember years ago I was with a group to an event in Indianapolis, and when we were done with the event, it was late at night, and we stopped downtown at a McDonald's, we'd gotten our meals and come back out to eat on the way home. And there was a man in the parking lot that was wanting money for food, and that was his story. His condition made it Well, not so likely that food was what he really wanted, but I didn't know, and I didn't have money. And so I simply handed him what I had just bought. And he definitely looked like he needed it more than I did. Whether that's what he wanted or not was irrelevant. But there was an element of compassion of, he definitely was hungry. And what he needed was to be filled. And sometimes we, at least I, become so cynical that I miss the opportunities to have compassion on the hungry. And I know if you're like me, you probably live in an area that often has people standing on corners with signs that that used to say, "We'll work for food," and those that have tried to offer jobs that get turned down, and reports and studies and investigations have been done, at least some of these have flat out said they make more money doing that than getting a job. And we see that and we hear that and we realize that there are people who, well, their life is designed around taking advantage of others. But that does not mean there aren't hungry people. When the Bible talks about being wise as serpents and gentle as doves, I think it's constantly going to God for discernment. With this man in Indianapolis that I gave my dinner to, I wasn't out all that much. If it was what he really wanted, and I think it was definitely what part of what he needed, then it was a good thing to do. But even if it wasn't what he really wanted, even if he simply threw it away because that's not what he was interested in, it was still a good thing to do. It was a level of compassion that may or may not have meant something to him in the immediate time. But when we live life, we notice those who are hungry. At least those who are crying out that they're hungry. But I suspect that we actually encounter people more often who are hungry than we ever realize. That many of those who are actually hungry will never admit it. Never ask for help. Never look to you and I to show the compassion that they need. And frankly, that is true whether their hunger is a physical hunger or a spiritual hunger. It's often been commented about babies that if they're crying, you either need to change them, that their diaper's wet or soiled, or you need to feed them, or they need to sleep. And I don't know that we really grow out of that. When we're uncomfortable, our life tends to show it. And there are a lot of uncomfortable people around us, some because they're dirty. Either physically or spiritually, emotionally. They need change. They need a transformation in their life. Some are uncomfortable, and it shows because they're hungry. Physically, emotionally, spiritually. And they need fed. Some because they're tired. And having compassion on the hungry says, I notice the reactions of others, and instead of being put off by it, instead of turning away because I'm disgusted by it, I consider why they're acting the way they are. What has led to the actions that they live with? And what does God want me to do? How does God's compassion for me look when it's shared with others? Today, specifically, how does God's compassion for me when I'm hungry look when the people around me are hungry? It's one of the reasons that I began these live broadcasts. As COVID began to shut everything down, it was obvious people were hungry for spiritual food, for encouragement, for reminders. And just as it's important that we have compassion on those who are physically hungry, it's important that we have compassion on those who are spiritually hungry, even if they don't know what they want or what they really need. But that our compassion is more than just pity, but it's that suffering with them to the point that we're willing to do something about it. It's the heart of what we often call the golden rule of doing to others as we would have them do unto us. When we're moved to compassion, it says, not only do I feel your pain, but I feel it to such a level, I want to do something. Because I'm not comfortable anymore with it. And it's so easy for us to stand back at a distance and be comfortable. Even comfortable with the pain of others. As long as it doesn't touch us. It's those times when it touches us that I think we're moved to compassion to do something. So today, as we pray, pray that God would open your eyes to see the hunger that exists. That God would open your eyes to see how He's supplied you with means to help others. To put your compassion into action. Whether the people you encounter are hungry physically or spiritually or emotionally. Because not only do we have those that are hungry for food, those that are hungry for spiritual things, but especially over the last 18 months, 2 years, people have become hungry emotionally for a real connection. And even in times of fear and uncertainty, that hunger still grows. In fact, it grows faster. And it becomes more obvious. And as you pray that God would open your eyes to all of these types of hunger, pray that God would direct you. And when to respond, how to respond. Most importantly, how to represent Jesus in all of the response that He would call you to. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You're a God that loves us. Your compassion toward us has filled us when we were hungry. And it will continually fill us when we are hungry. God, today help us to see the hungry people around us. Whether they're saying they're hungry or whether they're simply living life with a hunger that is unsatisfied, unmet. Help us to look and notice the signs of a hungry soul, a hungry body, a hungry mind. May we see the discomfort in people, not as directed towards us necessarily, but as needing to be filled. Father, may we be filled with compassion as we see hurting people. People who are lashing out because of a hunger in their life that has not been met. And Father, may we hurt with them to the point that we're motivated to do something. May we begin and may we end and may we continue in prayer that they would know the compassion that You have towards them. And that they would not only know it because we're praying and we're asking, but they would know it because we're doing. And we're representing in the name of Jesus. Father, help us to be more aware of the needs around us. It's so easy to become centered and focused on our own needs. But as You open our eyes to those who hunger physically, those who hunger spiritually, those who hunger emotionally, may You also open our eyes to how You've provided us. Not only with what we need, but You've provided us with what others need. And as You move our hearts to compassion, we have greater desire to share. To share from the bounty that You've filled our life with. That our compassion would lead us to a more generous heart. A generosity that flows not only out of our abundance, but even flows out of our own poverty, our own lack, our own need. Father, today, may we represent Jesus to those who are hungry. And as we represent Him, may He be lifted up in all things so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.